Well, welcome to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slate. I'm your host this evening. And tonight we are going to be shining a spotlight on another group of heroes here in the North State who are rising above and making a difference in the lives of others in our community. And if this is the first time that you are tuning in, just to set the stage of what it is that we're listening to tonight, this show a couple of years ago was really brought to light when we had all of our fires happening around us, and so many people in our community rose above and really just started making a difference with complete strangers, just because, not because they had to or were told to or it was part of their job. It was because they were just being good Samaritans, and it was a community coming together. And so out of that birthed this show. And so I've had the pleasure of coming to you over the last couple of years and speaking to different individuals, sometimes groups, sometimes individuals on their own, and really just finding out what's going on in their circle of influence. And so tonight I am honored to have Marilyn Peters. She is the owner of Simply Elegant Bridal Boutique here tonight as my guest. Welcome.
Thank you.
And she is here as a representative of a small group that is has come together to support a young man, Colby Arnett, who is 12 years old. He lives in our community and is battling brain cancer. And Marilyn has a story, and we'll let her tell that story. But out of that birth, other community members, and full disclosure, I am one of them that was invited to take part in this cause and do this fundraising endeavor for this little boy while him and his family are really just trying to focus on healing and getting well and staying positive. And so tonight, Marilyn, why don't we start with your story and kind of how that fire got lit in your soul to be able to help Colby and his family.
Sure. So about 6 years ago, my grandson came home from school and told his mother, my daughter, that he was sad because one of his friends at school was sick, and he knew that there was some financial things that, you know, because he was in the hospital and different things, and he wanted to break open his piggy bank and donate that to them and give that to them. So my daughter was telling me this story, and it just, I thought, okay, what can we do? You know, how can we help? And so at that time, and this was over 6 years ago at that time, I said, well, let's do a bridal show at, you know, the boutique, and I'll do, you know, a big sale, and I'll donate, some of the proceedings from the sale to, you know, the family. And we did, you know, had other community members get involved. We did bake sale, giveaways, raffles, all kinds of things. And, you know, lots of other businesses donated to that cause. So that's where it started. And, you know, and I've watched Colby, you know, come through that at that time. You know, he had surgery, brain surgery, and went through chemo and radiation and all those things, and was doing quite well, and watched him and my grandson playing softball, or, you know, little league, you know, baseball, and through school and stuff like that. And then fast forward to now.
Yeah. So I can only imagine. So how old, remind me again, your grandson at
the
time?
At the time, six.
Okay, so 6 years old, and to have that kind of a heart, to just want to give, that innocence of there's someone in need, and you just want to pay it forward, that says a lot about your family also, and your family values and who you are. So congratulations, Mom and Dad and Grandma and Grandpa. So then out of that, so they became good friends, they're playing together, and then you get the news from, was it Colby's parents? How did that transition?
Yes, we kind of all became friends on, you know, we're on social media and different things, and my daughter is close friends with Colby's mom, and so, you know, I found out through that, through them.
Okay. And then my understanding is the family had a GoFundMe that was also put together for them. Is that correct?
Yes. My daughter and I put that together for them.
Okay. You did. Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. So as we all know, and our listeners at home, I'm sure you're aware also, medical bills are incredibly expensive. Mm-hmm. And so although one fundraiser has already been graciously donated to, those funds can be gone in one day, mm-hmm. one procedure. Right. Sometimes before you've even raised it all, you already have a need for the next. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're here tonight, because little Colby is undergoing more treatment. And are you able to share a little bit about that with us?
Yeah, so he... has continued to have scans through this last 6 years, continued to have scans and, make sure that all is well and the cancer wasn't coming back. And then several months ago, the scan came back that he had, another tumor. So he did he's had two brain surgeries since then now, okay. just over the last few months. And he has now started, radiation. I think he's about halfway through that, and is facing chemo again as well. Mm-hmm.
So I can't even imagine what that would be like to be 12 years old. Yeah. And just when you think, you're getting to be a normal child, right. and play and do and you're laughing. But I look at him and I look at his photographs and he's just got such a brilliant smile, just a lot of joy and life in him. So I know he's a fighter, and that's what it takes. And mm-hmm. so it takes a community of people coming together mm-hmm. also to rally behind him so he can use that fighting instinct he has to mm-hmm. get well and to fight this cancer. So, we have a fundraiser, another effort that we have coming up, and we're going to be talking about that throughout the hour because it's really important, even with this fundraiser, if it's not a need that you have, there's ways that you can support by visiting the website, and you can help us by sharing and liking and telling friends. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So 6 years ago when this happened, and I was able to, actually do a little mini bridal show and, do all of these things in person. But because of, our restrictions, we can't mm-hmm. do big events. So I thought, okay, brides are missing out on bridal shows. They're trying to plan weddings. Vendors are missing out, and then I can't do that in person. So what if we try to do a virtual bridal show?
Right.
So I enlisted the help of you and several other people and said, okay, this is, I don't know how to put that on. I didn't know how to do that. So I just reached out to people and said, this is what I would like to do is create this bridal show, this virtual bridal show that will benefit, Colby and his family. And then also, it's a win-win for everybody because then brides have the opportunity to help plan their dream weddings and, and then vendors are getting out there for right. the brides and being able to grow their businesses back to what they used to be. So,
yeah, so true. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Michelle Slade. You're listening to Heroes of the North State. And with us tonight, we have Marilyn Peters, and she's the owner of Simply Elegant Bridal Boutique. And she is one of four community members who have come together to create this virtual bridal show as a fundraising endeavor for the Arnett family and for Colby, who is currently battling his second round of brain cancer. And so we also want to thank Seek Live DVD, Eddie Martinez. He has worked so hard and so tirelessly behind the scenes to pull together all the techie parts. Sorry, Eddie, I'm not going to do you justice. To make this happen, it amazes me how much it's basically a live show, but it's virtual. And so there's rundowns and, all the lighting that's involved and all the cues and all the prep that has to happen so that we can have our exhibitors come in. So we just want to give him a big shout out. And then also Maureen Jones from Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals. She is an amazing woman who always gives back to our community in many, many different ways. She is an unsung hero of her own right because she likes to stay in the background. But really, just about every nonprofit event you go to, Maureen at Snow's has something there supporting that cause. I mean, she's amazing. So I just want to thank her. And then myself, I'm with My Umbrella Marketing. So I had the pleasure of being able to help with all the marketing components and the websites and that kind of stuff. So why don't we talk a little bit about how people, is this a good time to take a break? Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can get involved. And we'll be back in just a moment. Oh, celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Well, welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you are listening to Heroes of the North State right here at KCNR Radio. And tonight we are talking about Colby Arnett. He is a young 12-year-old boy who lives in Shasta County right here in Reading, who is undergoing his second battle with brain cancer, and he has just finished his second surgery in the last few weeks. And so we are coming together because we want to, as a community, support this family who I can't even imagine going through all of this, what the needs would be. I think I can imagine, but then we really can't. And so tonight we have Marilyn Peters. She's the owner of Simply Elegant Bridal Boutique, and she's one of the committee members who are part of the Shasta Virtual Wedding and Bridal Show, which is going to take place on May 9th from 1 to 4 online. And you want to tell us a little bit about that, Marilyn, and I'll jump right in as well.
Sure. We are gathering exhibitors, you know, so a lot of wedding vendors, kind of typically what you would see at a live bridal show in person, but it will be all online. And we will have breakout rooms. And, of course, Eddie is the one that could speak to that best.
Yes.
I'm not a techie person either. we'll have breakout rooms. So the brides will have all of their, you know, their entourage, you know, their family members, you know, maybe their moms or, and even their fiancés if they wanted them to join, because sometimes the girls do bring them to the bridal shows. And then, so there'll be breakout rooms. There's going to be, like panelists that will talk about, you know, some specifics of maybe how, you know, how to navigate, a wedding during, some of the restrictions that we're under and, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah, my understanding in talking with Eddie a little bit more about that is, so when you first come on, so you go to myumbrellamarketing.com, and you're going to click on the Shasta Virtual Wedding and Bridal Show link on the page. So it's up at the top as a tab, but if you scroll down just a little bit on the page, you're going to see a big wedding dress and all the marketing that goes with that. It's going to take you to all the information that we're talking about, and it's going to be in-depth. We've put together some great PDF flyers that you can look at that talks about how the flow of the show is going to go and how you can get involved if you're a guest, how you can either have one, a pass for you and one guest, or a pass for you and three and five guests, or a pass for you and five and more guests. And it really just goes on. And if you are an exhibitor, and you want to come on and you want to learn, well, I don't even know if I can do that. I don't have the right equipment, or I don't have the right setup, or I hope and I feel very confident in saying that we've got all that information there that's going to walk you right through the process. And we're also going to have trainings. So we have a couple of practice shows behind the scenes so that when you come, you have the best experience possible. And keeping in mind, all the money that we are raising is going to go to Colby Arnett and his family to help with his medical expenses. So I just want to encourage you to go to myumbrellamarketing.com, click on those links. And there's also an area there because we know not everyone's getting married right now, but everyone likes to support. And so if you go to the I Want to Be a Guest, there's an area where you can click and just make a straight donation to this family. It's a recommended $20, I think, is our entry level. But you can give anything. Just give from your heart. If you don't see an area there that fits your needs, email me, and I'd be happy to walk you through that as well. Because we know the greater good is really to support the family in need. And I know, I know you're giving away, so Marilyn, a big gift. So what is that to one lucky bride?
Yes. So, all the brides that, you know, that attend the show, that purchase their ticket to attend, there's an add-on to win a wedding dress from Simply Elegant Bridal Boutique. And it will be $1,000 value, which is really good. We have lots of dresses in that price range, lots of gorgeous dresses. So, and like I said, it's just an add-on. It doesn't cost them any additional money to enter in for that.
So it's simply just a way of saying thank you for supporting the cause.
Yes.
Fantastic. And then I know we're in the process of gathering other door prizes, things from our community that we're going to also be giving away to those that who attend. So if you're a business and maybe you're not able to attend as an exhibitor, but you'd like to contribute, how would reach out to you, Marilyn,
yes.
at your boutique?
Yes, that would be fine.
Okay, fantastic. And then where are you located at?
So we're, we actually have moved our, to a new location in, December. So we are, at 940 Hilltop Drive, Suite C. It's in the Chuck E. Cheese Shopping Center.
Okay, fantastic. So pretty easy to find.
Very easy.
So let's talk about these prices. So this is a really good, opportunity for brides. I know, out of this was because of COVID that we were able to create this virtual experience. But we know we're opening up a little bit as well. But some families still do not, are not able to come together. So let's say you got grandma who lives 3-4 states away and she can't fly, and your mom or mother-in-law is 2 cities away and you're there with your girlfriends. That's why this makes it just perfect, because everyone can log in with that one pass. So we're looking at it's $7 for you for one person, for two people, the bride and the guest. Then our bridal pass for two guests, for the bride and two guests, is $14, and the bridal pass for five or more guests is $20. So very affordable for everyone. So tell us the types of exhibitors that we are trying to attract and that we know are coming on board.
Right. So again, typical, like a typical bridal show. So you'd be looking at venues, bakers, you know, for cakes, those kind of things, caterers, photographers, DJs, you know, anything that you would need for during your wedding, wedding planners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are some concerns that brides have been sharing with you over the last few months?
Mostly it's just the, you know, being able to get into venues, being able to have the guest list that they want. Everything has been pretty limited to where they, you know, had to limit, you know, have their weddings in, you know, mom's backyard. So, you know, this is giving them the opportunity now that, you know, things are starting to open up and be able to get in there and talk to, you know, some of those, you know, the venues, you know, and find out what are they offering now?
Well, that's true because I can only imagine. I've heard multiple friends over and over again say, I planned my wedding and it was all perfect. And then we got right up to the date and I had to cancel it. Mm-hmm. And some of those, were able to hold those deposits and transfer them. But some just said, you know, I'm just going to have to start over fresh when this is all done. And so now I think we're kind of out of a place, correct me if I'm wrong, where are they still open? There's that question. Are they going to be booked? Because now everyone has postponed and want to do it all at the same time.
That's right.
And you're going to have all these questions and being able to get in your car and go place to place to place to place is not as easy as it was before.
Right.
So I think this is a great opportunity for people to come together, brides to come together and, also Q&A, ask like, you know, other questions. I mean, I imagine like a support group for brides.
Right.
So, good opportunity for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let's talk a little bit more. I know we had said that Hillary, Arnett, who is the mother of Colby, her family, what they're going through. Are they doing their treatment here locally? Are they traveling?
Right. They have been traveling a lot. Like his surgeries were down in San Francisco. And like I know, any funds that she can get besides medical, she's been using, you know, needs for travel, and she has not been back to work, so she can be with Colby and take him to appointments and do all those things and just be with him, going through this.
Yeah.
So, that's helping her because now she's lost that income.
Yeah, that's true. And then my understanding is they also have a young daughter.
Yes, Sadie.
Mm-hmm. Sadie. Her age is like 5. She looks to be about 5,
yeah,
6.
Yeah, she's younger, yeah.
So just so our listeners know, we had hoped to have Hillary with us tonight to share a little more of the family experience, but with this treatment comes unexpected phone calls, and so she has been called away right now to talk to one of the providers, and she just wants us to make sure that we let our community know how grateful and thankful that they are, that we're able to support and help them in this time of need. So ways that you can support. So, Jared, how are we doing on time?
We have 2 minutes left in the segment.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about if you are a business and you would like to sponsor this event, the proceeds that we're gathering from our sponsors are going to help us be able to provide those services that Marilyn has been talking about that the family's needs are. So some of the sponsorship levels that we have as a vendor, we have an entry-level vendor package for, I think, $190. And also $100, yep. You're correct on that as well. I'm trying to get to those notes so that I make sure that I tell you correctly. And so we realize that as businesses, it's been a tough year and that, a lot of businesses have lost income or employees or product that wasn't able to be shipped. And so we're trying to keep that in mind as well. So the thought is to be able to put together an event that not only supports the family for Colby and his family, but also is going to support the businesses that need to get back out there and get started. And so bringing those two together is our goal. And so you know, you're a small business as well. What do you think one of some of the biggest struggles have been for you in the bridal industry?
Well, it has been, you know, the struggle with, you know, brides postponing weddings, you know, either doing very small backyard justice of the peace, something like that. So they're not, you know, they're not able to plan their big weddings. So, all of us, all wedding vendors are kind of in that boat. You know, wedding planners aren't, you know, they're not getting the weddings, doing the weddings. For me, you know, it was pretty slow, but now brides are starting to plan again. And like you mentioned earlier, a lot of brides that were, had their weddings planned in, you know, late 2020 and and early 2021. You know, a lot of them have postponed until late 2021 and even some into 2022. We are seeing a lot of brides already coming in that are getting married in 2022. That's hard to say.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. So you may, you're going to have a combination of brides, brand new brides, who are starting from the beginning, and brides that maybe have some pieces, but not everything pulled together yet. So let's talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We're going to take a break. And again, you're watching Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slade, and we'll be right back.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to the show. I'm Michelle Slade, and you're listening to Heroes of the North State. Now, you might be wondering, Shasta Virtual Wedding and Bridal Show, May 9th. Wow, why does that sound familiar? I feel like I have something going on. I'll tell you what you have going on. It's Mother's Day. And so that is by design, ladies and gentlemen. We chose Mother's Day because we know that brides love to be around their bride tribe. And they like to have their moms and their mother-in-laws and their bridesmaids and their best girls and everybody together. And what better time to do that on Mother's Day? So we designed a virtual wedding show that goes from 1 to 4. Go to myumbrellamarketing.com, click on the link for Shasta Virtual Wedding and Bridal Show. It's going to give you all the details. And keep in mind, when you're looking at this, all the proceeds go to the Colby Arnett family 12-year-old little boy who's battling for the second time in his life brain cancer. And expenses are great, but our community is greater. And we just want to do an outpouring of support to this family so that they can focus on what's really important, and that is the healing process for Colby. And so we would love it if you would join us. We have tickets on sale now. We have space available for exhibitors. We have room for more sponsors to come on board, and we welcome all of you. And let's say maybe you got plans that day and you can't make it, but you want to support. There's an area where you can either give an item to be raffled off or be given away. You can make a monetary contribution of whatever dollar amount works for you. We just made this possible so that everybody wins at the end of the day, and including, and most importantly, Colby and his family. So, Marilyn, let's talk a little bit about what are some of the advantages for exhibitors, doing a virtual booth versus in person?
Well, beside the fact that it's, you know, with COVID restrictions, it's a little hard to do an in person, but, the costs are much lower than a physical booth. So, you know, we've tried to make it to where, you know, it's more affordable for, you know, for vendors, or exhibitors, you know, especially since they have already taken a hit over this last year, yes, with the loss of business. And again, like you had mentioned earlier, you know, we have a lot of brides that come in wedding dress shopping, and they don't even, their mom can't come with them, or their mother-in-law or some family mm-hmm. member, because they don't live here and they can't travel here or whatever. So this gives them the opportunity that they can join together and experience an actual bridal show virtually together. Yeah. So those are some really good options.
No, that's a really good point. And you can do it from the comfort of your own home. Mm-hmm. So ladies, and that groom that says, I just can't get away, you might just be able to
right.
pop in for a moment. And so that would be great. So what are some other advantages that we have? I know, you know, vendors, everyone can chat with voice or text. So if you've got questions, don't feel like, you know, sometimes you're at a booth, and I love an in-person booth, don't get me wrong, but the lines can be really long and you've just got a quick question. And so it looks like we're going to be able to have that opportunity as well.
Right. And it will make it nice that they can. And sometimes, you know, as brides are planning their weddings, they may not think of questions, you know, that they want to ask until later or at all.
Right.
And this is a chance that they might hear somebody else ask a question that they go, oh, that was a great idea or a great thought. I wouldn't have thought of that, and I'm so glad that I heard that now. And, you know, and then if somebody wants to ask a question privately, they can do it in a private chat as well.
Yeah, no, that's so true. And then to kind of just give everyone an idea, brides, if you're listening in, or mom of the bride right now, how is this going to look? Like, are you just going to log in and you're going to see a talking head? No, we're encouraging that we want to see more than the talking head of the exhibitor. So we are encouraging exhibitors to give a wider span of their location, have some videos that they can roll in that we can show off what they have to offer, have displays set up in their little mini showrooms or large showrooms. We can even do virtual tours where they can be walking around with their camera showing you product that they have in their store. So if you're an exhibitor and you're wondering, hey, I don't want to one more Zoom meeting, I don't want to do that. I mean, we've all been there. This isn't going to be like that. This is going to be like you're watching some TV. And you have a main breakout room where you're going to have your panelists there, your experts, who are going to guide you through the process. So I'm at home and I'm logging in, and I'm going to pop into the main room with all the other guests that have arrived. And we're going to have our panel discussion, very brief panel discussions. And then we're going to break out, as if we're at a conference, into individual rooms of your choice. So if I show up and I want to look at catering, and Marilyn shows up and she wants to look at photography, we're all going to be able to choose the rooms that we're going to virtually go into with others of like mind, hear what they have to offer. And we're going to do this over a course of a 3-hour period. So you have an opportunity to go into 6 different rooms, I believe. Or maybe more if you decide, okay, I've got what I need, I can go into another room. You can just kind of move around after you've entered your first room. So it's going to be pretty exciting and different than anything that's been done here locally, I know. And, you know, who knows, maybe this will kind of set the stage for, you know, next year when we're fully open of some kind of a crossover events where some of it's held virtually and while others are going to be live in, and because it brings in everyone who maybe can't, like we were saying, they can't travel or maybe they're not well enough that day. It's just a good opportunity for everyone to come together.
Right.
So perfect. Well then, Marilyn, I know there's some other advantages. What do you have in mind?
Well, another thing that businesses, they can play pre-recorded videos. Like I am in the process of, we're going to record a fashion show. So, that will be
fantastic.
Yeah. And so that way brides get a chance to see. I know previous, bridal shows that I've done, I used to organize fashion shows and we would do those towards the end of the show, and girls loved it, and they always come up to me and ask me, how come you're not doing a fashion show anymore? And it's just, we just don't do them anymore.
Yeah.
And so this is a way that, you know, now we can do a fashion show and it'll be pre-recorded, and during the day of the event, it will be shown, but it also, very well may have some girls, some models there in dresses and, you know, just kind of change them out a little bit here and there and have them walking around in the store. I'm excited about doing a bridal show this way.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
So, fashion show, I'm trying to think, like, so are you going to have like a runway kind of fashion show, or is it going to be, okay.
Yeah, it'll be similar to that. It'll be the length of the store. But we will have, you know, have things set up and have the girls come out just like that, like they're on a runway, and just walk towards, you know, the video and turn around so girls can see the front and the back of the dresses, because, you know, designers, they finally figured it out, and they need to make the backs just as beautiful as the front.
Oh, absolutely, because most of the guests are seeing
that's
you
what
from
they're
the
looking
back.
At, right.
So, that is so true. So I know we talked briefly at the beginning of the show about the gift that you're giving. So if a bride comes in, they buy a ticket, and they click the little box on our Eventbrite ticket purchasing saying, hey, I want an add-on. I want to be entered into the drawing to win the wedding dress. So tell us what that gift certificate, it's $1,000 value.
Right. So it's $1,000 toward the purchase of a dress. And like I said before, we have lots of dresses that they could walk away with not having anything out of their pocket. It just depends on, of course, you know, the bride and what dress she chose.
Right.
But it gives her, even if she came in and she fell in love with a, you know, $1,500 dress, you know, so she would have a small portion that she would have to pay. She would get $1,000 credit towards that dress.
Fantastic.
And that's amazing. And like I said, there are so many dresses in the store that they could walk away without having to pay anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's an incredibly generous gift. So thank you.
Yeah.
And so let's just take a moment. I just want to say thank you again to Simply Elegant Bridal Boutique, Marilyn, who's here with us this evening. And then Seek Live, DVB Eddie Martinez. He is amazing. He's been wonderful to work with. He has got this, the technology portion of this virtual show down to a fine art. And I've had the pleasure of working with Eddie, with another nonprofit here a few weeks ago with our first virtual event, my first virtual event with Eddie. And it was very, very, classy, professional, and well orchestrated. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what we're going to do with this show as well. And then Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals, Maureen Jones, amazing, amazing woman, very giving heart. Her family, has always supported our community over the years with Think Pink and Relay for Life and the schools and the veterans. And so here she is again helping the Arnett family. And then myself, I'm involved. So I'm doing the marketing component of it, with my umbrella marketing and consulting. And it's an honor to be part of the team for Team Colby. And again, help us by sharing, hashtagging, go to the website. Go to My Umbrella Marketing's Facebook page, click on the event link, go to Simply Elegant Bridal Boutique, click on the event link, and you will see information and be able to help us share it and get it out there, because that's how we're going to make this work. So we're going to go ahead and take another break. We'll be back shortly, and we'll wrap up the show and tell you a little bit more about the family. We'll be right back.
The Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale has been extended. You can now enjoy discounts at the nursery all April long. We grow California native and climate acclimated plants from around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR. Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Reading, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Meet Stella the Seahorse and her companions in Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, now on display at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Delightful and shocking, this indoor-outdoor exhibition highlights the perils of plastic pollution. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Heroes of the North State. I'm Michelle Slate. I'm your host and owner of My Umbrella Marketing. And tonight we're talking about a passion project, a community members who came together to support Colby Arnett. Colby is a 12-year-old young man who lives here in Reading who is battling cancer for the second time in his life, once when he was 6 years old, and more recently has undergone two brain surgeries. And so Marilyn is here. Marilyn Peters is the owner of Simply Elegant Bridal Boutique, and she is a friend of the family. And so Marilyn, give us a little bit more about the family. I know I believe that Colby has a little sister.
Yes, her name is Sadie. So, you know, obviously when he went through this 6 years ago, you know, he was around six or so. They didn't really, he didn't know. He was so young. Sadie was young. She's younger than Colby. And they really didn't know what was going on and what, you know, he didn't know what to expect. He is such a strong little guy. I mean, when they talk about him being a superhero, he really is. So now being faced with this again, and even the surgeries that he's already had, the treatment he's already going through, you know, he's trying to be very strong. But when it first, you know, when they first found the tumor, and it's like he knew he was going to have to go through surgery and all this treatment, he knows what he's in for now this time. And so does Sadie. And it's been really hard on her because they've been gone down to San Francisco for multiple days at a time. And, you know, during his surgery, they were there for a while and she had to stay home. And, you know, they Tim and Hillary do have a great support system and they have people helping. And but it's, you know, it's still hard on them. You know, it's hard on Sadie. You know, her mom and dad are down there and her brother's down there and she knows what he's going through. You know, she saw what it did to him before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's been very tough on them.
You know, I can't imagine, because as an adult, when you hear that someone has cancer, we immediately are like, oh, you know, your heart gets heavy. But at the same time, when it's a child, I can't imagine being the parent of that child, and because you've got to stay strong for them, but also for yourself so you can get through it.
Right.
And, you know, when you hear cancer, boy, I'll tell you, fighting is definitely, it's an emotional, mental battle, besides physically, because to keep your spirits up, keep them positive, looking on the bright side, just because you hear the word cancer does not mean that the worst outcome is going to be the case. Oftentimes it's not, and so, but it's a journey, and it's a very expensive journey, emotional journey, physically draining journey. And so when we're met with that, and when, you know, I'm reading about Colby and it says he's a real life superhero. You're right. I mean, to be able to do that at 12 years old and not once, but twice in your life before you're 12 years old, is remarkable.
Right.
So I am looking forward to the day when we can bring them back on the show and talk about his journey on the other side. And because it sounds like this little boy is just, unreal. And so we're inviting our community to be part of this with us, part of this journey with Colby. One thing I have learned doing this show is that people love to get involved. They just need to be asked. And so we're asking you tonight as a community to help us help Colby Arnett and help his family. And you can do that several different ways. So Marilyn, why don't you tell us ways that people can get involved? Because if you're at home and you're thinking about it, or you know someone who can help, this is your opportunity to help us spread the word.
Right. And that's it. I mean, getting the word out there. You know, we're just now getting everything out there and the event's coming up fast. So we really want to spread the word as much as possible. And like you said, our community is amazing and it, you know, people really do come together. So getting the word out there, spreading the word, getting, you know, the brides and people involved in saying, okay, here you go. This is for you too, but here's a way that it's going to help benefit everybody. And the exhibitors getting them signed up. We're starting to get stuff going and then like you had mentioned, if they're not brides and they don't want to attend a virtual bridal show, there is a way to, donate, you know, just monetary. And again, just, you know, word of mouth is amazing. I have found that over the last 7 years in my business, that word of mouth is powerful.
It absolutely is. And, you know, when you go to myumbrellamarketing.com, so up at the top of the screen where the tabs are, you're going to see Shasta Wedding and Bridal Show, and it's the second tab in, or you can scroll down on the page a little bit, and you're not going to be able to miss it. It's a bride on there looking beautiful. Click on the link, and it's going to take you to a landing page that shows you all the ticket levels to come for you and your guest and your bride tribe. And ways that you can get involved. So ladies, you're sitting at home, you're having a glass of wine, your mom's with you, your girlfriends are with you, your grandma's with you, maybe she lives in North Dakota and she can't make it out here, maybe they can't fly. There's a million different reasons why you can't get your bride tribe in the same room. Well, we fixed that for you.
That's right.
Now you get to go online and you can virtually take tours of wedding businesses across the gamut. And so this is going to be a great opportunity. And again, I get so excited. Sorry, Marilyn, I'm monopolizing. And then if you're an exhibitor, let's say you, maybe you have a cake decorating store and you want to get involved and showcase your cake. Maybe you're a new business, or maybe you've been closed for the last several months and it's just time to get back out there. And this is a great way to start not only showing people what you have to offer, but supporting the community. So we kept the cost low for the exhibitors, the cost low for the ticket purchasers, and all the proceeds minus expenses to get this out there and planned are going to the Arnett family. So everybody wins.
That's right.
If you're a sponsor and, man, you just have been missing out this last year on sponsoring different events because we had to close everything, this is a great way to put your name back out there and support the cause. So we welcome everyone of all walks of life to join in.
Absolutely.
Yes, and it's on Mother's Day. So don't forget, you can have your barbecue, and you can have your dinner around the table, and you can have all of your favorite women with you, and you can be doing a virtual bridal show. Something for everyone.
How fun.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So I know I was sharing with our audience a little early on, Marilyn, that this show was really developed, and I'll give you the short version because I could go on and on, because of the car fire and the other fires that were happening all around us. And I saw all the amazing people who were just rising above and making a difference and shining a light in our community. And helping people in need just simply because it was the right thing to do. And then you and I are sitting here chatting, and I say to you, so let's tell me about ways that you've given back. And you're like, oh, you know, you're being shy and humble, because I'm finding out that's what these superheroes do, these unsung heroes. And so it took a little bit, and I pulled it out of you, but you were telling me about gifts during the car fire. So tell me what that was.
So we lost our home in the car fire. That was on that Thursday night, and so Friday I was just, I had to be closed. I'm sitting there in awe going, oh my goodness, what has just happened? And then I thought, I can't just sit here. What can I do? Because I know our community's hurting. You know, we didn't know the number of homes that were lost, but we knew there were lots of them. And so I thought, what can I do? I couldn't donate clothing or anything because I didn't have any.
Right, exactly.
And so, and I thought I need to be at my store because I don't know what's going to be happening. There's probably brides that are in a bad situation now with that. And sure enough, so that Saturday morning I went and opened up the store, and I received the first phone call from a lady that was saying that she was just kind of frantic, said that it was her niece had she said she didn't purchase her dress for me. She wanted to make that very clear to begin with, but she said, I don't know what to do. She lost her dress in the fire. She lost her home and everything, and she, you know, at that point was like, I'm getting married in a few weeks, and I don't have a dress now. And she didn't want to postpone her wedding, and I said, tell her to come in right now. So she literally, that bride came in, and we found her a dress that fit her absolutely perfectly, which does not happen 98% of the time. They need some kind of alteration. This dress fit her like it was made for her, and I gave it to her.
That's
no charge.
How generous.
Yeah. And then I had another bride that did get her dress from me, and it was stored at her aunt's home, I believe. And she just called asking for a copy of the receipt so she could turn it into her insurance company, because she said she lost it. She hadn't got married yet.
Yeah.
So I had her come in. Got her, found her the same dress. Actually, we had to order it, but the designer hand carried it on the airplane from Europe over so we could get it to her in time.
These are remarkable stories because it's a true unsung hero experience, because to you, that random act of kindness to gift what you do in your profession and what you're passionate about to someone for their special day, and the stories that they will tell. This is the ripple effect I talk about in every show, because you gave a gift, and that gift blessed someone who then is going to tell someone and give a gift, and it's going to be a ripple effect, I believe, for generations off of that simple act of kindness. So that's what we're hoping to do tonight. And Marilyn, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you. Again, you're welcome. And for everything you're doing, thank you to Eddie Martinez, Maureen Jones, myself, I'm Michelle Slade. We are here to support Colby Arnett. Go to myumbrellamarketing.com, click on the bridal link, visit our Facebook page. Simply Elegant Bridal Boutique has an event page for the Shasta Virtual Wedding and Bridal Show. And you can also find that on My Umbrella Marketing's Facebook page. And we are here as a community to come together to support the Colby Arnett family. And thank you all in advance for doing so. Have a great night. Thank you, Marilyn, again for coming.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.